We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking here today with 67th District Representative Mike Dodson here on the show. We're mentioning higher education here, and you know, I think at some point there's going to have to be a some sort of assistance here for families, because the price of going to college is getting more and more expensive. I got out of college about 14 years ago, and I can't imagine paying tuition that these kids pay now, but you know, we've seen the state funding go down for several years, and the cost of tuition just continues to rise.
Yeah, as you know, the Gannon decision kind of held us to account for K through 12. I mean, there's still some issues there that measuring performance against the money that goes in, but certainly on the higher education side, the state of Kansas has paid less and less over the years, and Mom and Dad and kids have paid more, and we've got just too much student debt. And there are some programs to help on that, but you know, that also then argues, well, how much more can we afford to spend on things like that? The brick and mortar is tough. The maintenance of those buildings is very, very high, and takes, if you did it right, would take a large portion of the expense to operate a college. So, yeah, we've got to do some work on that, and there's no question. And I think the state's got to be a big part of that.
We have a caller here who has a question or a comment for Representative Dodson, so we'll go to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
I enjoy hearing your comments, especially about K-State and their maintenance, if they did it right, and the expenses that they are incurring, and what little of the facilities are operating. You know, the economists talk about the money flow, and after World War II, you know, they had the no demand from the Army for the things, and we had Eisenhower had his situation, and then Nixon had his situation with the oil. I ended up having to go to Alaska to find a job. And, you know, Papa Bush had his problems. And right along, Reagan, you know, they weren't even making air conditioners, window shakers that I could get for my rentals. I had to go all over the country to find anybody that had air conditioner in stock. It was amazing. And now we've been set up into this situation. The economists are saying if you have a little bit of extra money to go out and buy some canned goods or dried beans or anything that will last what you might think 20 years, so that if something really happens severely, you can look after your family. And 2 weeks ago, right here on this radio station on Kim Commando, that talks only about computers up until now, she started her first hour with, if you have a little bit of money, go out and buy canned goods and groceries that'll last a time, because we're concerned with the economy and what's going to happen. Now, my dad was raised here in Kansas during the Depression, and he said they had the kitchen door garden and the goat and the pig and the calf that they could harvest, the deer, but they didn't even realize that they were in a depression like the people in New York have. And we're blessed to be here in an area that in 1880s, people could survive right here as they came across. And our potential of being able to supply ourselves with American-grown, American-manufactured items to preserve your life, as well as the kitchen door garden. And right now, the greenhouses are getting ready to supply us with something to sustain our family life. And it's something that we all need to be concerned about. And thank you so much for your way that you're expressing your viewpoint.
Well, thank you. These are kind of worrying times. And I agree that here in Kansas, we're blessed because we're in the breadbasket of the country, producing wheat, corn, soybeans, and other crops for people who need them, and arguably we can get those crops in here to Kansans, and You know, one of the things we're worried about now really is rural Kansas, because the loss of population out of some of the smaller towns is very troubling. When I first came here in 1990, there were some towns of 2,500 to 3,000 people, and those are today are not in very good shape. You know, you start to lose businesses downtown, you lose the grocery store, things turn into thrift shops and so on, and then the only thing left is a school, and then the school is consolidated with something else, and that's a cultural blow to the economy and to the feelings of the people. Then, you know, the average age of our farmers is 63 here in Kansas, and the younger folks don't want necessarily to farm. They want the land, but they don't want to farm. So we've got something that we have to think about in the future for this, and I think 5G is going to be a big part of that. We're just going to have to figure out how 5G is going to work, because just like Rural Electric did for us in the 30s, we're going to have to figure out who takes care of that last mile of installation, because the downtown is not an issue. I mean, this is fiber, and everybody understands that. When you get out, like an electric company, where you only have three people in the last mile, that's expensive. So there's some technologies. One of them is Citizens Broadband Radio. Another one might be the Elon Musk idea of having some satellites that can carry that signal out to the far reaches of Kansas and other like states. You know, with what we've got now with artificial intelligence and robotics and the way you operate a tractor today, you're going to need those kinds of things to operate with GPS and, you know, all of the things you need that will operate your tractor. Arguably, you could probably sit in Topeka and drive a tractor out in western Kansas right now if you wanted to. So what that means is you don't need as many people on the farm as you used to. And so that just kind of adds to the energy to drain some of our smaller communities out there. And we're going to have to figure out, I mean, here in Manhattan, you would consider us a node. If somebody needs medical care or specialty items from stores, they can come to Manhattan and find it. Those kind of nodes we're going to have to, and I would argue, to plan for rather than enter into in a crisis mode. And probably the largest among that is the difficulty with schools. Nobody wants to lose a school. I mean, that's the last thing you want to have happen in your town. But planning for it's a better idea than just faced with a condition where it's a crisis and you have to do it. The other thing I wanted to talk about a little bit was child care. I joined a task force here in Manhattan on child care. It's pretty obvious to everybody that one of the problems we experienced, I mean, for the past several years and was exacerbated by what happened during the pandemic, was that people didn't have a place to put kids if they wanted to go to work.
Right.
And even moms and dads who are working from home, you know, and having the little ones around you, that was that's not easy either. So the problem has always been that the people who provide child care can't make a really good wage doing that. And the people who are in some of the lower income brackets can't afford to send their kids there. So the task force is trying to sort out what kinds of things ought to go in on in that child care.
And we're getting short on time. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's all right. A lot of big issues.
A lot of big issues to tackle, and certainly we can't cover it all here, but I know you will be meeting with the City Commission next week. They'll have a luncheon next Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll
I think we'll have our masks on, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, it sounds like. Well, Representative Dotson, it's always good talking with you here, and we'll look forward to talking to you more during the session.
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks a lot.